Giant beat the Patriot in Super Bowl. 4th of February 2008, this is Sysrec with that un-news talkie show thing I do. Valley of Allah, SoCar Israel. The newly founded Kingdom of Israel was dealt a crushing blow today when the Philistine giant Goliath destroyed patriotic Israelite David in a winner-take-all battle in a valley that has been colloquially known as the Super Bowl. The one-on-one battle was a result of an ill-advised tactic employed by coach Saul Belichick, wherein the outcome of the epic battle between the Philistines and the Israelites, also known as Jews, would be decided by a single bare-knuckle brawl. Quote, "I thought it would turn out like Thunderdome," end quote, said a crushed Saul, whose perfect record of war campaigns was shattered by this loss. Goliath, a giant, whose height is given as 6 cubits. The fuck is a cubit? In a span of 9 feet 6 inches, reportedly approached Saul with the idea when he decided that he wanted to outshine his brother Golgoth. Golgoth had recently launched a successful merchandising company and had become the apple of his parents' eye. In this interest, and perhaps due to his huge stature, he felt confident that he could defeat anyone who was thrown at him. David, weighing in at a petite 5'0", barely making him a non-little person, aka midget, decided that he could outsmart the giant in battle. Taking only a slingshot into the Super Bowl, the battle commenced. His motivation was intense nationalism. His last known words were, quote, "My ankle hurts, but no one messes with Israel," end quote. Perhaps that hurt ankle dealt him the final blow of death. For, as you already know, only one person emerged from the Super Bowl, and it was exactly who you would have expected. David first shot rocks at Goliath with his slingshot, shots which the giant brushed off nonchalantly. Then Goliath broke David's neck. The end. Apparently, though, this has far-reaching effects for the Israelites. Quote, "The death of the Patriot will always be remembered as a black day in Israel's history," end quote, said Saul, who then went on to distraughtly offer sacrifices to the Philistine god Baal, or Baal. Yeah, I think it's Baal. The manager of the Israelites, Yahweh, or God, was disappointed by this, saying that because of Saul's actions and David's loss, the Israelites will be disbanded sometime in the future as, quote, "He isn't going to deal with this shit anymore," end quote. Furthermore, defense coach Samuel something or other said, quote, "Woe to thee who is not me," end quote, and that the Israelites were now, quote, "screwed," end quote. Apparently, Samuel's first words aren't true. Reportedly, Goliath and Golgoth are basking on a Floridian beach until the next Super Bowl. Isn't that what they call irony? Sysrec, on news. Yeah, whatever. I don't really have anything that I say after these, do I? I mean, Zim always says, like, "Thank you for suffering," or however the fuck he talks. I need to come up with a cool little catchphrase. Maybe I should start saying, like, "titties" at the end of everything I do. Alright, I'll start doing that. We'll see how that goes. I'll see what Zim says. If I just start going, "titties." Okay, let's try it. I'm Sysrec, and you'll be listening to Unnews. Titties. I don't know if I like it. I guess we'll find out.